I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and we are here to present yet another episode of A Muslim Lady. If you remember, we have been discussing different issues regarding Muslim Lady. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me in the studio, my wife, Razia Batur Najafi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I'm so glad that we are continuing the beautiful subject after a long time. And I was truly missing the amazing teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam regarding our issues as a Muslim woman.
A Muslim lady. Alhamdulillah, we have discussed and we have presented so many ahadith and narrations regarding Muslim ladies' issues. So today we are starting an exciting topic. We are starting about, you know, the Muslim ladies' role and Muslim lady-related issues in the narration of the Holy Lady Fatimatu Zahra, salamu alayha.
And I think that would be a best way to know more about the status of women in Islam, That if you know her by her saying, that would be something awesome.
Lady who is the, you know, chief of the all the ladies of all the worlds.
Exactly.
Definitely her character and her life is a perfect role model for all of us, not only for ladies, Muslim ladies, for everybody. Inshallah, we'll start about her knowledge, you know, how much importance she is to give to knowledge and how much she was keen to teach people to, you know, gain knowledge and spread the knowledge of, especially the knowledge of Quran, the Holy Quran.
And I think nowadays everyone is asking us that, you know, how much we as a woman, we can be very active in our society. Because if you are free and if you have this permission of acquiring knowledge in any area of the life, then automatically you will reach to the, you know, key post of the society. So I remember the hadith of our 11th Imam. I love it the way our 11th Imam is just introducing his mother in a very beautiful way. And this is a beautiful story. And this story tells a lot about status of women in Islam. That a day, Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha, I have heard that she used to divide her weekdays into some specific subjects. For example, Saturday is devoted for tafsir of the Quran, Sundays for ahkam, and for example, Mondays for akhlaq. So that kind of, because she was full of discipline, all know.
Definitely our all Aimmah Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they were very disciplined.
Just I'm imagining that maybe this day was the day of, you know, ahkam, and a young girl, she has come to Lady Fatima Zahra salam, and she's saying, my mother, because she's weak and she has so many confusions about her ahkam and some rulings about namaz and prayers, so she has sent me to you. So
strange, you know, in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Imam Ali is also there. So she is coming to ask the questions, the rulings from Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra.
Beautiful.
Itself, it tells us so many things.
Yeah. Even one more very famous hadith is Hadith-e-Loh, tablet hadith. You know, even after the birth of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari, he's coming directly to Lady Fatima to Zahra to ask about the information of that hadith, which is Hadith-e-Qudsi, which is the divine, you know, wordings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So definitely in the time of the birth of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Ali and Rasulullah, you know, all the personalities, were they were there, but still people would refer to Bibi Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha as a Ummul Ulum, you know, the root and the center of the knowledge and ulum, because she is the daughter of Madinatul Ilm and the wife of Babul Ilm.
Definitely, and because she was witnessing all the revelation being sent on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear listeners, we will take a very short break. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
So this story tells that the lady who came to ask many questions about her mother, she started to ask one question, Summa Sannat, the second question. And Bibi Fatimatu Zahra, she's just giving answer. And she reaches to the third one, and the fourth one, and the fifth one, until some hadith says, Ila an asharat. You know, the question reaches to the level of
tens of questions. Maybe.
Yeah. That time, she felt a bit, you know, shy. And she said, I'm asking so many questions. I'm bothering you because of all these questions. So look at the answer. I love the answer. She said, Hati wasali amma bada laki. Keep asking. Ask whatever question you have. You know, I remember Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the way he used to say, Saluni, Saluni. You know, ask me, ask me. So they were so much generous about propagating the noor of
spreading
divine. Exactly. And the doors were just open for everyone, you know. And here, this lady is coming, and we have some other evidence that sometimes husbands, they would send their wives to ask some question from Hazrat Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha. Sometimes husbands, like the men, they would used to come themselves directly to ask from Lady Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha. So all kind of, you know, people were around
with different
Bibi.
Questions.
Exactly. Yeah. So I would love to hear from you that what kind of explanation Lady Fatima has given to that young lady to understand the value, the status, the importance of replying a question in Islam.
Yeah, definitely, if we were instead of in the place of Fatima to Zahra, we would say that's it, you know, we are tired, we have so many things to do, but because the Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, she knows the value of knowledge and value of spreading the knowledge. So she says, come and ask, sali, hati wa sali, yeah? Ask as much questions as you want, as you need. This is very beautiful. Yeah, the reply of Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha.
The example.
She says, have you witnessed? If any person is informed or hired that this to carry a weight, you know, to a certain height, and it is reward is, for example, 10,000 dinar, will that person find this difficult? That girl replies, no. Because 10,000 dinar, golden coins, yeah, in that era they had dinar and dirham. Dirham were
silver
coins,
yeah,
and dinar were golden coins. 10,000 dinar were
for carrying out a small job
to a short distance. Mm-hmm. She's amazed and she says, no, nobody will get tired of it. Everybody will, you know, wholeheartedly accept it.
Yeah.
Because the reward is very, very big, huge. Then Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha says that in return for every question, I receive rewards much more than diamonds and pearls filled from the ground to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
To the throne of Allah, which is the highest place beyond the seven skies. You know, to each and every question I reply, I get this much reward. So why should I get tired?
Ana iktareitu, you know, I'm working for Allah.
Yeah, this is,
you know, because I'm dealing with Allah. Tiredness is not there. So usually
no
I say,
no tiring.
Exactly. I usually say to myself, like the tip of becoming a very energetic person, yeah? If you want to be always motivated, if you want to be always in a good mood, we have to learn from Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha that we can reach to that level by having our connection to Allah, and we work for Him. If we are dealing with Him, then everything will become very easy and very comfortable.
Yeah, subhanallah, what a beautiful answer and reply. So she continues.
Yeah.
And she tells the benefits of knowledge and the qualities of ulama and scholars. So can you please continue the beautiful
I'm just imagining that, you know, Lady Fatima Zahra is just sitting there, yeah, as a definitely noble, the most noble teacher, and as a beautiful institute for us. We are just getting all this amazing knowledge from her. So she's just giving all this good tiding and all the vital role of scholars and ulama to us, to motivate us towards the knowledge. Yeah. So she loves definitely scholars. Therefore, she said, I have heard from my beloved father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the scholars will be resurrected on the day of judgment in a very honorable way. So much respect Allah will give to them. Why Allah is giving so much respect to them? Inshallah, we are going to
Unfortunately, the time is not permitting us to continue. Inshallah, we will continue in our next episode. In this beautiful hadith, Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha tells us the importance of knowledge and the importance of spreading knowledge. And itself, it shows that our ladies, our females, they should get knowledge, they should acquire knowledge, and they should spare time for knowledge and spreading it.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Dear listeners, thank you so much for being with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasul.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.